Hey learner, welcome back to the deep dive. You're here because you really like to learn stuff and you want to learn it fast and thoroughly without feeling overwhelmed. And today we're going to go into this technology that is becoming so vital in the Kubernetes ecosystem.
That's right. And that's eBPF. You've probably encountered it. It's that capability within the Linux kernel that allows for powerful networking, security, and observability functionalities.
Yeah.
And all without modifying the kernel source itself. So it's really quite incredible how powerful it is.
It's incredibly powerful. And its adoption in Kubernetes is booming. It's underpinning projects like Cilium Calico, Pixie KubeArmor, and tons more.
Yeah, absolutely. So
all over the place.
Yeah. But as with any powerful tool, leveraging eBPF in Kubernetes also presents its own set of challenges.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times you need privileged pods just to deploy these eBPF programs.
Right.
And then you have a potential for conflicts when multiple programs try to hook into the same kernel functions.
Debugging can be a real challenge too. And simply managing the lifecycle of these programs, deploying them, updating them, removing them can get pretty complicated.
Exactly. And this is precisely where BPFMan comes in.
Okay.
It's an open source eBPF program manager engineered to bring some simplicity to this landscape.
Okay.
Think of it as a way to deploy and administer eBPF programs, whether you're operating on individual Linux servers or expansive Kubernetes deployments.
So, learner, our mission today is to really thoroughly understand what BPFMan is and the value it brings.
Yeah.
By the end of our conversation, you'll be able to grasp the fundamental concepts of BPFMan, but also be well prepared to confidently discuss it with the real Kubernetes savvy folks.
That's right, yeah.
We'll dissect its core components, highlight its key benefits, compare it with similar tools, and even touch upon basic usage.
Okay, sounds good. Let's do it.
So to lay the groundwork, what fundamentally is BPFMan?
At its core, BPFMan is a BPF manager, and its primary function is to simplify the process of deploying and managing eBPF programs. And you might have actually known it by its previous name, BPFD.
Right.
But the central goal of simplifying eBPF management has remained constant.
Okay.
And to achieve this, BPFMan employs several key building blocks.
Okay, so what are the building blocks?
Yeah, so the first core component is BPFMan itself.
Okay.
So this is the main system daemon. It's essentially the central control point.
Okay.
It runs as a system service on Linux, or it can be socket activated, meaning it only starts up and consumes resources when it's actually needed to handle a request, making it more efficient.
Okay.
And it exposes a gRPC API,
okay.
Which is a modern, efficient way for different software components to communicate in a structured manner.
Got it.
And this allows for reliable interactions with BPFMan.
Okay.
And through this API, you can load, unload, modify, and monitor your eBPF programs.
And then when we consider Kubernetes, BPFMan introduces eBPF CRDs, right?
That's right. Custom resource definitions.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so these are extensions to the Kubernetes API that allow you to express your intent to load eBPF programs in a way that Kubernetes understands natively.
Got it.
You'll encounter CRDs such as XDP program for programs that hook into network traffic very early on, and TC program for those that interact with traffic control later on.
Gotcha.
And there's also a BPF program CRD that BPFMan uses internally to track the actual runtime status of the eBPF programs it's managing.
So it uses that for itself to kind of keep track of everything.
Yeah, exactly. Then, yeah. And because these are standard Kubernetes manifests, you can leverage all the familiar Kubernetes tooling, Kubectl apply version control, GitOps workflows, all for managing your eBPF programs,
right,
bringing them into the standard Kubernetes operational model.
Very convenient, so you don't have to learn a whole new set of tools.
Exactly.
Now, how do these CRDs actually translate into like running eBPF programs?
Yeah, so for that, we have the BPFMan agent. This runs as a daemon set in your Kubernetes cluster, meaning Kubernetes ensures one instance of the BPFMan agent is running on every node in your cluster.
Okay.
Which is crucial for local eBPF program management.
Right, because that's where it's actually running.
Exactly.
Okay.
The agent's role is to observe these eBPF CRDs and ensure that the eBPF programs they define are in the desired state on its local node.
Okay.
And it achieves this by communicating with the BPFMan service running locally on that same node.
Okay, so the agent is checking what the CRD says and then talking to the local BPFMan daemon.
Exactly.
Got it. And then finally, to orchestrate the entire BPFMan deployment within Kubernetes, there's the BPFMan operator.
That's right.
So what exactly does the operator do?
So think of a Kubernetes operator as an intelligent controller that automates the deployment and management of applications.
Okay.
In this case, the BPF man agent and those eBPF CRDs.
Okay.
It's deployed as a standard Kubernetes deployment, and it manages the overall lifecycle.
Okay, so it's taking care of making sure that the agent is running and that the CRDs are in the right state and everything.
Exactly, yeah.
That gives us a much clearer picture of how all these different pieces work together.
Yeah.
So now let's touch on the technology that's underpinning BPF Man.
Okay.
I know it's built using some interesting choices.
Yeah, so BPF Man is developed in Rust.
Okay.
A language renowned for its performance and memory safety,
yeah,
which are critical for kernel level operations.
Right.
And it's built upon the IRust eBPF library.
Okay.
Which provides a robust and well-designed set of tools for interacting with eBPF from Rust.
So it's really built on a solid modern foundation.
Absolutely.
One thing that stood out to me is that BPF Man isn't trying to replace existing eBPF-powered tools.
Right.
Can you elaborate on that a little
bit?
Yeah,
this is a crucial point to grasp the value proposition of BPF Man.
Okay.
It's not competing with tools like Cilium for networking, Falco for security, or Bela for observability. Those tools have their own specialized functionalities and manage their own eBPF programs to achieve their specific goals.
Got it.
Instead, BPF Man acts as a management layer underneath these higher level tools.
Okay.
It provides a common infrastructure for these diverse eBPF applications to coexist and operate harmoniously without interfering with each other.
So it's more about collaboration and preventing conflicts than actually like providing like, you know, the same kind of features.
Exactly. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. So now that we understand the components, let's delve into the core benefits that BPF Man brings to the table.
Okay.
What are the key advantages of actually using it?
So there are several significant benefits.
Okay.
Let's start with security.
Okay.
So because only the BPF Man daemon requires those elevated kernel privileges.
Okay.
Like CAPBPF and CabinetAdmin to load eBPF programs, and it can even drop those privileges in its worker threads.
Okay.
You achieve a much more secure environment.
So you're reducing the attack surface significantly. Because not every single application that's using eBPF needs to have those privileges.
Exactly. You're centralizing that privilege to the BPF Man daemon.
Got it.
And furthermore, access to BPF Man's API can be controlled using standard Kubernetes RDAC,
okay,
offering administrators granular control over who can load programs and even define the order in which networking programs execute,
okay,
which is a capability that's on their roadmap.
So that centralized privilege model sounds like a huge security improvement.
Absolutely.
What about visibility into what eBPF programs are actually doing? Because that can sometimes feel a little bit opaque.
Right. BPF Man offers much needed transparency into eBPF usage.
Okay.
It enhances debugability for both developers and administrators.
Okay.
By providing visibility into all eBPF programs loaded on a system.
Okay.
Regardless of whether BPF Man itself loaded them.
Got it.
So you gain the ability to see what's running and understand why.
Okay. So no more relying solely on lower level tools to try to figure out what eBPF programs are active. Okay. That's a definite plus for just like operational efficiency.
Yeah.
Another challenge we touched upon was the potential for conflicts when multiple eBPF programs try to hook into the same kernel entry points.
Right.
How does BPF Man address that?
Yeah, this is where BPF Man's multi-program support becomes crucial.
Okay.
For XDP and TC programs.
Okay.
Those interacting with network traffic.
Right.
BPF Man leverages the libxdp multi-prog protocol.
Okay.
This allows multiple eBPF programs from different users to attach to the same network interface and execute in a well-defined sequence.
Wow.
BPF Man employs a dispatcher mechanism to manage this chaining of programs.
Okay.
And it even includes a precedent feature that enables you to configure the logic for how this program chaining works.
Okay.
You can specify whether to proceed to the next program in the chain based on the return code of the current one.
Wow, it's pretty mind-blowing to think about how BPF Man coordinates all these independent programs within the kernel.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's like having a tiny, efficient traffic controller.
Yeah, exactly.
Your kernel operations.
Exactly.
Finally, how does BPF Man impact overall productivity for developers and operations teams?
So BPF Man significantly streamlines the deployment and lifecycle management of eBPF programs,
okay,
particularly within Kubernetes.
Okay.
Developers can concentrate on crafting their eBPF logic without being bogged down in the complexities of loading, attaching, and managing the program lifecycle.
Right.
They retain the flexibility to use their preferred eBPF development libraries like Cilium's libpf, Aya, or others,
right?
While relying on BPFman to handle the actual loading and unloading.
Okay, so it's abstracting away a lot of that complexity.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Moreover, BPFman introduces the concept of eBPF bytecode image specifications,
okay,
enabling independent versioning of the user space and kernel space components of your eBPF applications.
Okay.
And these container images can also be digitally signed for enhanced verification.
Got it.
Furthermore, BPFman supports loading eBPF programs directly from OCI container images. Using the BPFman load image command,
okay,
seamlessly integrating with existing container-based workflows.
So it really sounds like BPFman tackles a lot of the practical difficulties of using eBPF in Kubernetes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now let's shift gears a little bit and talk about how our listener can prepare for conversations with Kubernetes experts.
Okay.
How does BPFman integrate into a Kubernetes environment, and what are the key things to highlight?
So the Kubernetes integration is deeply ingrained through those CRDs we discussed.
Okay.
Let's revisit that XDP program example.
Okay.
You have the API version bpfman.iov1alpha1.
Okay.
And the kind is XDP program, and then you give it some metadata with the name counter, and then under spec you define the image qui.iobpfman.codecodexdpcounter.latest. And the interface E0 and the priority 50.
Okay, so that's a standard YAML file, just like deploying any other application in Kubernetes.
Exactly. Yeah. You're just defining the desired eBPF program as a Kubernetes resource.
Got it. So how do you actually get this running?
You deploy it using the familiar kubectl apply -f your -manifest-file.yaml command.
Okay.
The BPFman operator and agent then take over ensuring the XDP counter program from the specified container image is loaded onto the eFTTL interface of the relevant nodes respecting the defined priority.
And how do you check the status of these deployed eBPF programs within Kubernetes?
You would use kubectl get BPF programs.
Okay.
This command provides a Kubernetes native way to view the status of all eBPF programs managed by BPFman in your cluster.
Oh.
And managing the lifecycle upgrading or removing programs is equally Kubernetes centric.
Right.
You simply update or delete the corresponding XDP program manifest using kubectl apply or kubectl delete.
So it all fits in very nicely with a Kubernetes workflow.
Exactly, yeah.
Now, what if you're not in a full-blown Kubernetes cluster?
Right.
What if you're on just a single Linux host for development or testing or something like that?
Yeah.
Can you interact with BPFman directly?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
The BPFman CLI provides direct interaction with the BPFman daemon on a Linux host. Key commands to familiarize yourself with are BPFman list to see running programs, BPFman load file path to dage ebpf.o, type xdptc to load a program.
Okay.
BPFman unload program aid to remove one.
Okay.
And BPFman set priority program aid priority value to adjust its priority.
Okay.
To really showcase this, you can even walk through a simple example.
Okay.
First, start the BPFman service with sudo BPFman serve.
Okay.
Then BTFman list should show no programs.
Okay.
Load a basic XDP program that drops packets using BPFman load file XDP drop.o type XDP.
Okay.
Running BPFman list again will confirm it's loaded.
Okay.
You can even manually verify with sudo BPF tool prog show grep XDP.
Okay.
And finally unload it with BPFman unload program aid.
Okay.
Using the ID from the list command.
Gotcha.
And this just demonstrates the simplicity of managing eBPF programs directly.
It's very easy to use.
Yeah.
Now, as we prepare our listener to discuss BPFman with Kubernetes experts, it's important to understand where it fits in the broader landscape of eBPF management tools. We briefly mentioned L3AF and eBPFmon.
Yeah.
Could you provide a clear comparison to help our listener articulate BPFman's unique position?
Yeah, certainly. When talking to Kubernetes savvy individuals, it's helpful to frame BPFman's focus.
Okay.
So while L3AF is primarily geared towards dynamically chaining eBPF programs specifically for networking use cases, and eBPFmon excels at providing detailed visualization and monitoring of eBPF programs.
Right.
BPFman's core goal is the comprehensive management and coordination of multiple eBPF programs,
okay,
particularly within Kubernetes.
Got it.
So while L3AF is networking-centric and eBPFmon is observability-focused, BPFman uniquely positions itself as the manager for eBPF lifecycles,
okay,
especially within Kubernetes.
Got it.
A key differentiator is Kubernetes support.
Okay.
BPFman has a full Kubernetes operator and CRDs,
right,
whereas L3AF and eBPFmon do not.
Got it.
In terms of conflict management, BPFman actively addresses this through its dispatcher and priority mechanisms. While L3AF has limited conflict management within its chains, and eBPF MON doesn't address it at all.
Okay.
While BPF MON offers good observability into managed programs, eBPF MON provides more detailed program-level insights.
Okay.
So when someone asks about alternatives, you can confidently say that BPF MON is the go-to solution for general eBPF lifecycle management in Kubernetes,
okay,
enabling different eBPF tools to coexist peacefully.
So to summarize, what are the absolute key talking points our listeners should arm themselves with when discussing BPF MON with Kubernetes experts?
So the first crucial point is to emphasize that BPF MON is a truly Kubernetes native solution for managing eBPF programs leveraging CRDs for seamless integration.
Okay.
Highlight how it tackles the significant challenge of running multiple eBPF-based tools.
Okay.
Like Cilium, Falco, and Bela.
Okay.
Within the same Kubernetes cluster without conflicts.
Got it.
Thanks to its central management and coordination layer. Don't forget to mention the security benefits of centralizing eBPF loading and reducing the need for broad privileges for individual applications.
Right.
Underscore the visibility it provides into the eBPF programs running across the cluster.
Okay.
Explain the multi-program dispatcher for XDP and TC, which enables chaining and prioritized execution of networking programs.
Got it.
And finally, mention the support for OCI container images for packaging and distributing eBPF programs,
right,
aligning with modern cloud native practices.
So these are really the points that will resonate with those who are, you know, experienced in Kubernetes.
Absolutely, yeah.
So to bring this deep dive to a close, what are the essential takeaways about BPF MON that we want the learner to remember?
The core message is that BPF MON simplifies and secures the management of eBPF, especially in Kubernetes.
Okay.
It provides the necessary coordination between different eBPF programs, offers crucial visibility into kernel-level operations, and embraces a truly Kubernetes-native approach through its CRDs. It's not about replacing existing eBPF tools, but about empowering them to work together more effectively and harmoniously.
Excellent. And for the learner who wants to delve deeper, what resources would you recommend?
So start with the official BPF MON website at bpfmon.io,
yep,
and their GitHub repository at github.com/BPF MON.
Got it.
You'll find comprehensive documentation, practical examples, and a quick start guide to get your hands dirty.
Right.
Practicing those basic CLI commands and understanding the example Kubernetes manifest are also invaluable steps in building confidence and practical knowledge.
Great advice for further exploration. And now our final thought for the learner. Now that you have a solid understanding of how BPF MON orchestrates eBPF within your Kubernetes environment, consider the potential transformative impact this could have on your observability, security, and networking strategies.
Yeah.
How might a centralized eBPF management plane fundamentally reshape your approach to kernel-level programmability in your cloud-native infrastructure?
That's a great question.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into BPF and Learner. Until our next exploration.